with Yerushalmi, corresponding to Shuras Bavli, Daf Lamed. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Yotes Medalas, the beginning of the new Perek, Shuras Ha'idus. Shuras Ha'idus, Ve'heges Be'anoshim, Ve'lai Be'noshim, Ve'chokim, Ve'lai Be'koivim, Ve'kshayim, Ve'lai Be'psulim, Ve'in Le'heges Ela Be'ru'uyim, Le'ha'id. Gomer says that Shuras Ha'idus applies to men, but not women, to strangers, but not relatives, to kosher witnesses, but not to invalid witnesses, and only to people proper to testify. Bifnei Vestin, Eshlo Bifnei Vestin, Mepi Atzmai, Mepi Acherim, in Chayorim Achiyichpu by Vestin, Devei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says it applies in Vestin and outside Vestin, and it applies to when he swears himself, but when they are mushper, which means the shuras imposed on them through others, they are liable only if they denied in Vestin. The Chachomayim ben Mepi Atzmai ben Mepi Acherim, in Chayorim Achiyichpu by Rabbi Vestin. Chachom say whether he swears himself or the oath that was imposed on him, they're liable only if they denied in Bastin. Chayavn al Doina Shur, Val Shig Yasa Val Doina, Vazoin Haidus, Vain Chayavn al Shig Yasa. One is liable for swearing falsely, Bemezid or Beshegeg, and for being mazed about the testimony, he really remembers it, but they are not liable for Shugoga about the testimony. Nau Chayav al Doina, Korban Olav Yerid. What is he liable for intentionally doing it? It's a Korban Olav Yerid. And the Gemara says, Se'irim, Miyot Se'irim Shnaim, Matam Alayma Shnei, Shu Shavim. The Gemara says, Se'irim refers to at least two. Why does the Pasuk say Shnei Se'irim regarding Yom Kippur? Both of them must be equal in appearance, in height, and in value. Kvasim, Miyot Kvasim Shnaim, Imke Matam Alayma Shnei, Shu Shneim Shavim. Kvasim must refer to at least two, so why does it say Shnei Kvasim regarding the Korban Tamid? Both of them must be equal. Tziporim miyot tziporim shnayim, im kein matam olei meshtei, shiu shneim shavim. Tziporim must refer to at least two. Why does it say shtei regarding the mitzvah? Both of them must be equal. Chatzotzois miyot chatzotzos shtayim, im kein matam olei meshtei, shiu shteihen shavis. Chatzotzois must refer to at least two. Why does it say two trumpets, shtei chatzotzos? Both of them must be equal. Rav Chagai asked Rav Yosef that it says, and the two men shall stand. So based on your drashas, you would say that Anoshim refers to at least two, so why does it say Shnei? Both of them must be equal. Im kein, lama nema shnei. Surely we don't say this because it says you should not incline in the judgment of an orphaned ger. And this shows that a convert can be judged with one who is not a convert, and an orphan can be judged with one who is not an orphan. If so, why did it say shnei? Mufna lakish ladonemenu gzer shava. It's free to compare and to learn a gzer shava. Nema kan shnei, or nema la'alon, vi show shnei anoshim b'machane. The first opinion is that if it need not teach about the litigant, we use it to teach about the witnesses. It says here Shnei, and it says there where Yeshau Shnei Anoshim, that two men were left. Just like there, they were men and not women or children. Also here, men and not women or children. And this teaches that a woman may not judge or testify, because we know that anyone kosher to judge is kosher to testify. Rav Yosi Rabun, Rabun Abashem Rav Yosi, Nema Kan Shnei, Venem Lalon, Alpi Shnaim Edim. Malalon Alpi Shnaim Edim, Afka Kan Alpi Shnaim Edim. And the second opinion is Rav Yosi Rabun, quoting Rav Yosef, it says there Shnei, and it says there, according to Shnei, two witnesses, the matter will be established. Just like there, it's according to two witnesses. Also here, it teaches about witnesses. In Kain, Lama Nema Shnei. That the simple meaning of the pasuk here discusses litigants. Why do it say Shnei? We proved earlier that they need not be equal. One can be a convert or orphan, and not the other. Shloihei Echad, Oimed, Echad Yosef, Echad Adabe, Kol Sochoi, Vele Echad, Oimed, Ketza, Dvarecha, Keneged Echad, Marech Apanim, Keneged Echad, Meyeth Panim. We answer that this teaches that one litigant may not stand while the other sits. One may not speak as much as he wants, and the other, the judge tells him, shorten your words. To one of them, the judge withholds anger, and to the other one, he speaks harshly. Amr Yudan Chamati Shem Ratzah Hadayin Lahashiv Shnehem Moishiv ha'isa shlihei ve'oimer ve'yoshev ve'medaber kol solchoi ve'oimer loi kitza dvarecha. Rabbi Yehuda says that I heard that if the judge wants to seat both litigants, he seats them. The issa is for one to stand and the other to sit. One speaks as much as he wants, and the other, the judge tells him, shorten your words. Rabbi Shmuel, oimer loi lavush k'leivesh k'shaleivesh or hilvishu k'shataleivesh. Rabbi Shmuel gives an answer that if one's wearing more esteemed clothes than the other, we tell him, dress like he's dressed, or dress him like you are dressed.